This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Are we live now? I didn't hear any bumper music or anything.
Oh, I did. I heard it all, Super Don.
Oh, okay.
It's the strangest Robert Scott Bell show ever. We're live Friday night. We're not normally live Friday night. And I'm connected through a phone to the network. And this will sound like
yes,
what Josh Hendricks does when he does his hemp happy hour. It's amazing. So,
that's
anyway,
right.
Welcome, everybody. We're live at Sunfuss Soho in Orlando, Florida, and I'm having some technical issues with my Comrex unit, which I sent back to Comrex. They sent it back, said it's fixed, but I'm not finding a way to connect directly. So we're going to do this for at least for the first segment. And sitting next to me on my right, those of you watching on YouTube, you can hear us and see us, it's Dr. Mark Stephen J.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
How many people call you by your full name?
Not too many. I make them call me Colonel sometimes.
That's true.
Really short. Yeah,
he's been in the service, folks. He has been. And we're here. Our friends at CV Sciences have brought me into Orlando to actually, technically, we're only supposed to broadcast on Sunday live from the SENPA conference, Soho. But we are a bit early, so we're here on Friday doing it. There's a big event tonight. My buddy Josh Hendricks was really great on a panel discussion this afternoon. And I asked Dr. Mark Chait to come along because he's been doing a lot as a physician in integrating cannabis and hemp and CBD and all of these cannabinoids into the health of the people that are not necessarily coming to see you as a physician you're a pediatric surgeon.
Right.
But in terms of education and support.
Educating the practitioners. Right, absolutely.
So tell us, because in Florida, it just recently passed medical cannabis or marijuana.
Right.
And I'm a bit ticked off anytime you have to ask permission of the government to do anything for me. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get it. That's their format. That's their framework. So in Florida, if you go see one of those groups or numbers of physicians that are qualified, they'll take you through something and they'll say, okay, here's your card. Now you can get it from a dispensary.
Yeah, so the way it works, you get sort of registered through a certified physician. And in Florida, they're the MDs and DOs are the only ones that can do that. And they recommend you to get your card, which you get from the state. Once you get the card, you come back to your practitioner, say, okay, here's my card. And, I've qualified under one of the conditions that the state has sort of spelled out or one of the things that the qualifying physician says, yeah, this makes sense. And then they send you to the dispensary. And we have five different vertically integrated companies that have dispensaries in the state, and then they start working towards figuring out what product is going to work well for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been interesting because that sort of leaves just CBD out, right? Because it's medical cannabis, and we do not have hemp grown in Florida.
No.
And we don't ship it into Florida. So it's a really strange dichotomy.
Well, and it's, we've talked about it this afternoon, and Josh was covering this on the panel discussion, is that you have federal prohibitions, maybe yes, maybe no. We talked about international treaties before.
Mm-hmm.
On the state level, there may be nothing on the state level. They might just say, we would defer to the feds,
right?
And then on the local level, there might be differences, even from the state. So it's a wild situation, yet there in all the years I've been in the natural products industry, I have never seen a product that has gone this extraordinary, this big, this quickly, where the people have overwhelmed the federal and state, and sometimes local authorities to say, you know what, you're not going to stop this from happening. And I think now it's just a matter, they're all trying to figure out, well, how do we deal with this? How do we deal with this?
Yeah, and, it's interesting because, as you point out, these have all passed by amendments until I believe Michigan was the first state that the legislation actually came from the legislators. So it is, it's like a, you know, it's a big tidal wave, and we don't know what we don't know when we have legislators saying, okay, we'll do this, but then it becomes, what are the details? So a lot of the states did follow the details that Florida had put together, and they were thoughtful, but they missed things, right? So one of the things that they missed was they made it very specific that any cannabis product that was legal by the state had to be grown here, processed here, and sold here. So we can't bring anything in. So, and I mean, I see where that comes from. You know, there's a political, there's an economic, there are all these different issues, but then when we have patients that have had success with CBD from hemp that they had before any of this was going on, because nobody was really coming after them. Nobody's really sending the feds out and saying you can't use it.
Right.
They're losing out.
Well, and also Florida has not, just like most of the country, 70 years we haven't been producing it. Farmers
right.
haven't been growing it.
Yep.
So what does that mean? It's like we don't know which seeds, which strains, what works best
right.
in this environment.
Well,
hot, humid environment.
Well, we've been really excited, Florida. Our growers, the five companies, have really come up with fantastic product. And that's one of the other issues that you need to address is these products need to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm part of the American Medical Marijuana Physicians Association on the board with that group. And that's what we talk about. We talk about how are we going to make sure that the products make sense. You know, fortunately, this doesn't come under the purview of the FDA. So we have to do this ourselves as practitioners, as consumers, and really address these issues. And it is tough. And that happens, you know, there's unfortunately, you know, put the label out there, and if it's CBD, not all CBD is CBD, right? I mean, not all of it's grown here in the United States. We've got different states that are allowed to cultivate it and have been cultivating it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been growing industrial hemp in the United States for decades and decades. So they know how to do it. The question is, are you buying what you think you're buying?
Right, right. Well, and in this case, we know that there's been a black market for cannabis all
right.
those 60, 70
yep.
years.
Sure,
it's
sure.
not like there hasn't been movement,
yep.
but a lot of the growing has been done indoors because it's illegal and they could get caught.
Right.
And so it's not also conducive for a good environment. You
sure.
think about the electricity, the water use, et cetera, in growing indoor environments.
Yep.
It's actually not great for the environment. Now,
yeah, right.
and whether they're using pesticides, I don't know.
Nope.
I mean, these are issues
yep.
we don't know, but they can't certify it organic either because of the federal
right.
prohibition. So
right.
it's kind of a catch-22. Now, there are good companies like my friends here at CV Sciences that are at least analyzing, and you're getting certificates of analysis immediately. I mean, they've got a QR code. You can scan it. It'll go right to whatever, you know, bottle you have.
Right.
Actually, you can come on in here, actually sneak on around, Josh, because we're talking through an unusual way here, and you can put those headphones on as well, and I'll get you plugged in. But we are dealing – here, come on, sneak around behind
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
I need you. I want
go,
to
go into the second
you.
Row.
Right.
Second row.
Yeah. We'll see what time. We're still doing good. And I want to do a shout-out to our board op, Eric, who came in extra early for us today. In great gobs of gratitude to you, Eric, you're still going to get a CBD care package from our friends at CV Sciences, which is awesome. But, Josh, we're talking about certificates of analysis, validations. Why have I utilized what you guys have been doing? Is because of the, I know what's in it each time.
It's
a QA scenario. You know, I'm not at all concerned that there's something not in it that shouldn't be or in it that should be.
Right. I mean, you know, you want to know what you're putting in your body. And I think people in this industry take a lot of pride in how they do that and what they're producing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think getting people to understand that quality is where this industry is going. It's not about just making crap and selling it to people, right?
Yeah.
I think the more we get past that, we start to talk about the U.S. Hemp Authority and some of the certification processes and really developing those and those standards that the industry needs to keep moving forward and get rid of a lot of the bad actors.
Yeah. And we look at what's happening, and I just mentioned about the growth of cannabis throughout the last 7 years. It's been black market underground. And, you know, now we're talking about bringing it, making it into a commodity,
right.
you know, and this is a whole different realm. And we don't know in Florida what strains of cannabis are going to grow well here outdoors.
Especially not on a commodity scale.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You can clone, you know, a couple dozen plants and maybe keep them under the 0.3% THC and do a lot of manicuring and stuff. But, you know, the price of hemp in general, and then obviously CBD, that's all going to fall as the quantity becomes more and more, and it probably outgrows the market at some point.
Yeah.
So it's all going to be about efficiency. And I think that's where it goes.
And so just a clarification, in Florida, so we don't grow any hemp, so we don't get any of those strains, but it is interesting that they did address the growing by saying, if you're going to be one of the companies that's going to do this vertically integrated medical cannabis, you had to own a nursery that's been growing, not marijuana, but growing something for 30 years, right? So experience, you have anything.
Yeah.
And then you bring in somebody and it's still grown mostly, it's still indoors, although a few of the companies have built up greenhouses with open tops.
Right.
And they have their own ecosystem in there. They have they don't use pesticides. They use pests. They use bugs.
Right. Right.
And so that it's really been interesting, but there's such an economic drive for this that they figured out ways to get around the problem. But as we were saying a few minutes ago, what's been left behind completely is industrial hemp. It's not
right.
here.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's totally different. And that's the actual product that we know how to grow, right, in the whole country.
Right.
And so many states know how to grow that.
Well, there's a lot of history there. Although, like I said, other than experimental, official, like scientific, university-led research, and even that's still behind. We're starting to catch up. You were working with University of Kentucky, the Rodale Institute now as well, Murray State as well. So it's coming on board, but we're still playing catch-up. Big time.
I think to your point, you know, we're looking at this like a crop and growing it from seed and all that stuff. There are seeds that work well that work well in certain latitudes. I think getting people to understand that this has got to be about seed to shelf, not clone to shelf, is where we're trying to take this. And I think most people in the industry, even if they're working with clones now, their goal is to, take that to a seed, get it certified. I mean, that's the long-term goal of any commodity or any crop, right?
Yeah, making sure that, and then the production, right? Because so that's first stage is actually having the plant and having the production can be jacked up there too. I mean, if we get contaminants there, and that was one of the things, we get the CBD that comes in from out of the country and start testing that, or for God's sakes, the medical marijuana that comes from the University of Mississippi, and we've tested that, and that's got all the contaminants you can name.
Oh,
right. And so it's also from all the roots to everything else, just ground up into a powder. So it is. We're challenged, and we've done trying to do this. And working it through the legislature is challenging, but we do have in the U.S. Congress, we have congressmen and congresswomen that are supportive of trying to figure out the right way to do this medically, the right way to do this as a science.
Right.
And there's a bill that's waiting to hit the floor right now that would actually address that. Now, that is, again,
stand by. We're going to talk about it when we come back from this break. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's a Friday night. We're live at Zenfa Soho at the Expo, and CB Sciences is supporting us for being here. Dr. Mark Chade is here. Josh Hendricks is here, and we'll be back with more powerful healing like no place else in broadcast media. Thanks for being here, guys, on this Friday night on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right. We'll get connected maybe by the bottom of the hour outside of this low tech, which is still high tech connected.
Oh, wait, it is. Technically, it's just you know, a decade ago. We don't want to do any plugs for any companies, but, you know, this is not the end.
Right. No, this is an old one. This is six. Whatever you got. Josh Hendricks is here from CV Sciences and Dr. Mark Chait, my good buddy, going way back. We're brothers and love the topic of cannabis and CBD. And, all the cannabinoids have a benefit for human health and animal health. But we have been, let's say, duped over our lifetimes.
Right. You know? Right.
I mean, you were not a pothead, nor was I.
Yeah, we did not
want to breathe in smoke. We were like athletes, right? Right. It was counterintuitive. Although
today, yes, athletes
felt it was the token a little bit.
I wasn't going to name names.
I wasn't going to write it.
We didn't know. Who knew? Yeah,
never
we didn't know. So in this regard, we're talking with our friend from CV Sciences, Josh Hendricks. And, you know, they've done some innovation here in bringing CBD from industrial hemp, primarily from the Netherlands, but we want to see more production in the United States. Just like, you know, Trump, whether you like him or not, USA, come on, let's help out our fellow farmers, right? And so when we look at growing again, we still have a lot to overcome in terms of the prohibitions of the cannabis plant. Cannabis looks like marijuana, which looks like hemp, so... The regulatory authorities on down from federal, state, and even local police. It really went well, Josh. The roundtable discussion. I thought that you did great.
Okay.
Your fly was not open.
I really thought that you.
I gave him the signal before while he was up there before it started.
He's
Yeah, I was like, oh, crap.
You know, I felt like I could do that with him. Joshua
right.
would laugh it off.
Well,
and
it's okay, because I've stolen your quote about the Fear and Death Administration. I've used it about, I don't know, 20 times.
That's true. Now, I was very happy to hear that people are acknowledging the FDA for what it really is and how I often actually get in the way. And, you know, let's see, what they approve is, I think, the third leading cause of death, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Oh,
right? I'm not making that up, right? So you got to be very careful with those things. Now, I have yet to find anybody that's overdosed on CBD.
It hasn't happened.
They've looked at this, right?
No one has ever died from a cannabis-related overdose.
Yeah.
Now, there may be other drugs and stuff, but it just hasn't happened. I mean, I've got a good raccoon story. You want to hear a raccoon story?
Right.
Do we have time for a raccoon story?
Yeah, we do.
I had a friend was telling me a story about how somebody came into their office and they were talking about how they actually rescue raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to get in any trouble and ask why anyone would rescue a raccoon, but,
okay.
but they had this raccoon and the raccoon found their stash.
Okay.
And ate all of it. And
took
the raccoon. Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't measure the grams, but I'm sure it was, you know, it was significant.
Do you think it was THC2 or CBD?
No, it was THC2.
Okay.
Full on.
Okay.
And so the raccoon was unconscious. And they took the raccoon. Where would you take the raccoon?
To the veterinarian, no?
To the fire department.
The fire department. I wouldn't have thought that.
You wouldn't have thought that either. But as it turns out, it was the right thing because these firemen who are trained in lots of things, literally one of them came out and said, it'll be fine. Nothing has ever died of a cannabis overdose.
Okay.
So there you go.
It was
a story. Yeah, it was really heavy.
Right. It was very stoned.
Very stoned.
Well,
right?
Even then, though, if it just ate the flower, it's not going to get that stone until it starts to metabolize it, right?
Right. Yeah. No, well, you can still... So just like with the edibles, right? Even if you don't process them, the flower and leaf, they're
it's
definitely
THC, getting
it's
THC.
THC.
Yeah.
Wow. So a high raccoon. Now, you know, we got to ask all of our Jewish friends out there. We're involved in this. Is it kosher for Passover and Hanukkah? Right.
Well, there you go.
Cannabis, right?
Well, we'll have to find a rabbi to bless it, and we're all on it.
Well, there actually are. So Victory Hemp Foods is kosher certified now, and I think there's some CBD processors that have gone through the
right
kosher certification specifically for that. But yeah, I mean, you're seeing all the different certifications, new things, definitions of full spectrum positions all being discussed and trying to, you know, figure out and lay some guidelines out.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really confusing because we have, you know, hemp in food products, right?
Right.
We've had that, and most of those have been taking the time to be kosher. And then, so this takes us to this new level, and it's the same plant.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, and we have to get used to that. We have to figure out how this all fits in.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, listen, we're almost up on another break. Again, I'm ever hopeful that we're going to have a proper connection, but I love the low tech tonight, even though it's high tech. It's kind of weird the way this is working out. But my buddy Josh is with me. My buddy Dr. Mark Chade is with me, and we've got a lot of a parade of some very cool people from CV Sciences tonight. They're going to be doing a big lecture this evening at the, what is this place called, the Gaylord Palms?
Gaylord Palms.
Yeah, so if you're coming down for the ice and you get lost, just take a detour, come upstairs to the Sanibel room.
Yep.
And we'll be here talking CBD and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight and, even beyond that. So let's see, at the bottom of the hour, wish me luck, folks. I'm going in. I'm going to try and fix the device. We'll be back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
A 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit Anchorage, Alaska today, leaving a lot of damage in its path. Steve Strait is the CEO and owner of KEDI, which is a USA Radio News affiliate. He shares what happened when he was on the air.
The studios just began shaking uncontrollably. Fortunately, I was in a chair. Much of the equipment fell on the just fell off shelves, the walls, even though it's secured for earthquakes. And there was the initial earthquake went on for about a minute, to where you could barely stand up. The building shaking violently. Stepped outside. There were flashes. It was still dark at that time. Snow on the ground. Flashes of light in the darkness of transformers popping off.
The Dow finished the week up 200 points to close at 25,538. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Work? It's not work? Y'all don't think this is work? Come on, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. A little bit. All right, it's not an eight-hour day. Okay, technically.
There's no wine on the table. It's work.
But, you know, it was funny because, Mark, Dr. Che is with us here and had some friends that are listeners to the show, loyal listeners. They live in Winter Park, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And they came down to see us and brought her mom.
Yep.
And we were talking about her, beginning Parkinson's, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
very
yeah,
nice
yeah,
people.
Beautiful.
Big
yeah,
fans of the show. And, you know, like last night in Tampa, I was speaking. We had a bunch of fans from the show come to it. I love that because we're not always out and about. When we do, it's really nice to see. But, you know, the folks are, you know, like this is, she brought her mom.
Yeah.
You know, like we would. I want to help my mom, right? And she's into, you know, now not some, I think she tried some chelation. I don't think the chelation went well because her kidneys were harming. You got to know what you're doing. You can do it, but you got to know what you're doing. And yet there are more holistic integrative physicians. They're trying to throw better things at it, which I'll give them props for. But, you know, as always, if you throw too much at somebody at any age, much less at 80 or something, there's not, how are you going to do it? They're not
going to
do it.
Any kind of medicine. Like that. If you make it too complicated, then, you know, it's a compliance issue. And then, you know, you're staying, you're working to stay alive instead of enjoying life.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it be nicer to just say, here, smoke this. That's all you got to do.
Or maybe take the proper.
Okay. Yeah. I'm playing. It's Friday night, y'all. So they put
like something. Yeah. There's a lot of options. Lot
right.
Of,
so, you know, it's more like people do look to cannabis now as a panacea. And I don't mean to oversell it. That's never what I try to do. But it's a missing component in any neurological degradation disease, I believe, perceived really seriously.
Well, I mean, I think you can even talk about the people that are very much against it, and they cannot deny that we need to learn.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much. There's everything that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and I think that's definitely a step that we're getting through. And I think CB Sciences has got that as well. I mean, we're looking at science. We're looking at ways to evaluate what's going on here and what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're trying to stay ahead of the curve. We hire people like Miles, who's about to come on.
Yeah.
Maggie, who I'm getting ready to speak with, which I got to be ready for. But Stuart, who's been around forever, is going to be on the show later.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about some of the brightest minds in the industry that are really taking the time, unlike me, to go in and study these papers. I just flipped to the last page and read the summary. But they're actually reading these papers and utilizing them in the education. I think we all agree education about this product is the most important thing. You know, we're trying to educate the retailers so that they can educate the consumer.
Right.
We also
try
to educate the consumers with videos and stuff that we put out. But there's tons of research to be done. And for just the average, you know, average everyday Joe that needs to sit down and read about this, because everyone wants to know how much it takes for what, which color, you know, all these different answers. And there is no right answer to that.
Right.
So,
well, Farmer Josh, you got us close.
Yeah. I got you close. But I'm going to let Miles bring it home. I got to go prep and drink some of this honey cough syrup.
I got to get you some silver. I have, but I think it's in the room.
Yeah,
after
I'll
show,
be good after, you know, I do all my talking.
Right, then after we'll recover you when you're done working.
Perfect. Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Josh.
Nice to meet you, Josh.
That is Josh Hendricks, and you can find him. He's got Hendricks Hemp. He's got the Hemp Happy Hour podcast, and we link to that as well. And now we are welcomed with our new friend from CV Sciences. It's Miles. Miles, how do you say your last name?
Cyril.
Cyril, and he's one of those eggheads that we love so much, like Stuart Tonk, and you've been doing a lot of science stuff for a long time. How did you first get into the CBD or cannabinoid system? Because that wasn't taught long ago.
Well, you know, it was actually a little bit farther than my first inclination to mention, is that I first was researching maca extracts that have cannabinoid-like activity when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Minuteman High School is a technical school. I was in their biotech program, and I got to do internships at the Mass College of Pharmacy. And there's a Peruvian researcher. We know that maca is a Peruvian root herb that people take for mostly energy and libido. It's full of all sorts of nutrients, but there are fatty acid-like molecules in maca that block fatty acetamide hydrolase, one of the mechanisms for which CBD may be neuroprotective. Maca has compounds that seem to induce a neuroprotective effect. And that's something that you can look up on PubMed.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was sort of my first taste of cannabinoids in general. I really got into use of CBD when I was working at Cambridge Naturals, a great health food store.
Oh, I've been there.
Close to Boston.
Yeah.
A really lovely store.
Smart people always in there, too. They do
absolutely
their research.
Yep.
I remember.
That's important for the store to choose products that are excellent for everybody that would want to take them, the customers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had worked there for about 3 years and worked with CBD, selling CBD products for 2 years. And CB Sciences products was the first CBD product that Cambridge Naturals had carried.
Right, right.
And then I finally got around to finishing my master's degree.
Okay.
And then I moved on to CB Sciences
from there.
Yeah.
But, you know, what impressed me about CB, just to be honest, was that they did their research, they went into the science, and they validated everything that they were going to do. So every time I got a product, I knew what I was getting. You know, as a practitioner, someone that's helping someone, if I want to put somebody on something or have or guide them to it, I need to know that it's consistently, this is what it's going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's funny because you'll notice that nowhere on our website or nowhere on the bottle will it say anything about how to take it for what condition.
Mm.
you know, because the FDA is still in the space of cracking down on people that potentially make a health claim for any CBD product. What is it that we're doing to address that?
Because
it's not just the FDA, it's also the FTC.
Right.
You need to have a good randomized clinical study in humans in order to make a structure function claim about a supplement. So we are actually working, I understand, to test our gold soft gels, the 15 milligram soft gels, just once a day in healthy people, compare it to placebo, and we're looking at the levels of inflammatory cytokines and gene expression factors such as NF-kappa-B, which has to do with inflammation, or AMPK and PGC1-alpha, which have to do with mitochondrial function, and you see that a lot.
But these are measurable. These are,
exactly.
You can actually put and say, all right, this is what we found, and we can state, not in terms of a disease claim, but in terms of supporting structure or function.
If we So if we find what we hypothesize we will find, then the future of our product line might be a bottle that says supports healthy stress response or supports healthy inflammation response.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I was I covered a story the other day about it was a doctor. They had his notes. They published it from 147 years ago where he was using a cannabis compound or extract of some kind to treat a child with, just like they do now with epilepsy, and it was untreatable. It was, the seizure activity was off the charts, and nothing of the day that they had was working. And he just decided, here, I'll try the cannabis. And in the notes, I mean, you just go through the notes, copious notes about how much they gave. I mean, we don't know exactly what was in it, obviously, 147 years ago, but it was the cannabis plant. And so now the FDA approves a drug of an isolate of CBD from GW Pharma. And, you know, so it's, the point of this is that without approval, a doctor figured this out 147 years ago. And now we're just now going, oh, yeah, let's approve that.
And, you know, when you look at some of the historical use of cannabis, you might even go to places in the Middle East 2,000 years ago, and they'll be using it for epilepsy.
Yeah,
it's really quite broad all around the world. It's time for us to catch up to that, right?
Well, I mean, that's the irony, the political irony on this, is if you look at, like, the 1911... the AMA's book on drugs, it's there.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
if we go back to
the Merck manual.
Eli Lilly branded cannabis Americana extract that you could go get from your corner store apothecary 100 years ago.
Right,
But then again, Coca-Cola had cocaine. So, I mean, things are better, things are worse. But yeah, over time, I mean, it's really been a political issue, and that political issue has squashed the science. Because if you can't make the product, you can't study it. So you guys are doing a great thing by you're looking at CBD that you can actually control and looking at the outcomes. I mean, that's the white paper.
Measurable.
That's the only way to sort of fight what we need to do.
Yeah. Now, in the second hour, I think Superdon's got an article about peer-reviewed literature, how it's become so politicized as well as, you know, economically focused that we can't necessarily rely on the peer-reviewed literature. You've got to find out all the conflicts
of interest. News are you're not. You're
it's some form of fake science, I guess. If they're saying.
No, I wouldn't exactly call it fake science. You know, it's kind of like within mainstream academia, professors really do have a drive to publish positive results. And so if they get a negative finding, they're not really going to spend the time to try to turn that into a paper. Now, that's not helpful for the scientific community, and it does skew a little bit of what the results are in terms of what you find in the literature. I wouldn't call it fake news by any means.
Well, the idea, though, of course, I've quoted like the heads of New England Journal, the JAMA Journal, Lancet, where they're all saying, listen, it's really difficult now to find out what is legitimate, what's being published. There's a lot of conflicts. There's a lot of economics involved here. Is, you know, the pressure to have a positive response, the fudging of data, it's very real. So it is a concern. It's not that it's not a concern.
Well, internationally, there's been a lot of really great studies. And out of Israel, there's some really great studies. I mean, they're well done. They're well accepted. And it just comes to this political blockade that we can't use what we know. And then when we do come to the United States and we say, okay, now we can use it in 36 states, well, we have to do our own research because we're Americans. We're not going to look at the Israeli data, right? So, I mean, so then we step on our toes once again because we're not allowed to do the research, right? So it's we're going to get there.
Yeah,
we're going to get there.
The perspective of the Canadians. So I actually got my master's degree at McGill University in Montreal.
How's your French?
I'm not good at all. I could pronounce when the subway didn't stop working, but my professor focused a lot on cigarette smoke exposure and studying the oxidative stress response in the lungs and inflammatory response to that. Mm-hmm. And she's actually changing gears and going to start studying cannabis extracts in her models of COPD and emphysema to see what is happening. And her perspective is, well, we're legalizing this thing. Canada just legalized it recreationally.
Right. Yep.
Yet we don't know very much about its toxicology at all. Somebody has to step up and do it. At least now she has the resources to do that. That's being allowed in Canada now for her to research that. But it's still this big question mark of what is it actually going to do in the big term?
Right, right. Well, it, you know, again, it's long since past time. You know, I've always argued on the basis of freedom and that physicians and doctors and scientists should be free to also experiment, to conduct these things that have been prohibited. I mean, where politics gets in, it corrupts what should be a pure endeavor. Of course, I'm a bit of an idealist, but I'm also pragmatic. I recognize, you know, there's workable.
There's a balance.
Yeah, there's a way to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My feeling is that even though we don't have the big clinical studies yet on many natural products, this isn't just for cannabis.
Yeah.
When we look at the molecular mechanism, it gives us a picture of what's happening at an anecdotal level.
Sure,
it helps
sure.
us understand why it is that this thing might be helping people at an N of one level.
All right, stand by. We are up on a break here again. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show special edition on Friday night. I shouldn't be here, but we are. I'm having a good time. Miles, my new buddy from CV Sciences, Dr. Mark Chade is here. We'll hear from Maggie Frank also. She's a super mom, and she's doing some great work with CV Sciences as well. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi folks, it's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's get back to Eric on the board. Yeah, for being with us on a Friday evening. And Super Don making it sound good. You've got notes, links, and everything in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got Miles here from CV Sciences. My buddy Dr. Marchetis here, and we're having a good time. We're going to have Maggie Frank on at the top of the next hour, and she's a super mom, too. I love her dearly, and she's got some great insights into how to, you know, how this has helped her, her family, and others. The CV Sciences, the plus CBD oil that we like here, and I've been, I've told everybody on this show and elsewhere that my wife is alive today because of our buddy Stuart Tomp and when he introduced me to this CBD. My wife was in terrible intractable pain from a dental extraction. No painkillers were helping. And this was the suicide pain, they call it, the trigeminal neuralgia. And it was this, you know, concentrated CBD, but a whole plant complex that saved her, honestly. Now, there's other things we do, of course. But as I said, I don't say it's a panacea, but if it weren't for this, I don't know that she could have survived the brutality of the years of suffering she had. So,
no, I mean, you hear that story, it is a piece of the puzzle that we need to know everything about. And we have all the technology. We can know everything about it, right? I mean, it's going to take a little bit of time. And the investment pays off because at the other end of this, we come up with a product that the public will want.
Yeah. And so I'm excited about it. Have you had personal experiences? I know we can talk science because you're into that. But, I mean, you obviously have to believe in it to some degree of its functional use, right, practical use.
Absolutely. I have a lot of personal experience using CBD every day, perhaps not for serious issues, for which I'm very grateful, but even just when it comes to daily stress. Mm-hmm. What I tell people when I give talks in health food stores is that because of how CBD helps promote brain plasticity and synaptogenesis. When I take it and I feel better in 30 minutes, I've gone from being wired to rewired.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So,
but my whole journey when it comes to natural products really started when I was sick in grad school, living in Canada in a moldy basement. I had eczema all over my hands, terribly depressed, certainly wasn't getting any sunlight or vitamin D. And it was herbal products that really saved me from that. And it was almost like a way for the universe to remind me, hey, this is what I need to be doing. I needed to be in health food stores and talking about natural products.
Fantastic.
And, you know, CBD isn't necessarily my even number one supplement. Mm-hmm. I'd say my number one is a probiotic. Mm-hmm. But get this. There's certain probiotic strains that are studied for regulating cannabinoid receptors in the gut.
Right.
Now, Have you talked at all about clinical endocannabinoid deficiency before?
No.
Well, so briefly, there are researchers that are exploring the idea that you may be deficient in your endocannabinoid production. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't consume enough oranges, you'll get scurvy. And clinical endocannabinoid deficiency might be related to migraines, fibromyalgia, IBS, PTSD, glaucoma, etc. So what if the reason why taking probiotics helps with IBS is because of the endocannabinoid
system? Right, right. Let's get our listeners and our kind of up to speed to the endocannabinoid system. It's a system that is ubiquitous in our bodies. It's like more concentrated in certain areas of the body. We've only known about this since 2005, right? So again, studies aren't completely there, but we talk about the endorphin system. Everybody knows about the endorphin system. Well, it sort of parallels that. And the idea here is that everything affects these mu receptors and that the endocannabinoid system is even more complex. And so, you know, we only know about, what is it, three receptors now that we have identified in the system?
So the endocannabinoid system comprises the enzymes that build the endocannabinoids as well as take them down.
Right.
The cannabinoid 1 and cannabinoid 2 receptors. And then some people consider that the so-called vanilloid receptors part of the endocannabinoid system. So capsaicin, the reason why it tastes spicy is that it binds to TRPV1, which is a vanilloid receptor. But CBD also can regulate that receptor, which is one of the ways, in fact, why it might help with pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are so-called orphan receptors, stuff like GPR55. And they're called orphan receptors because scientists have yet to discover their endogenous ligand, the ligand that your body produces to bind to that receptor. But we do know that CBD can regulate GPR55 and that you find GPR55 on mast cells that release histamine that are upregulated in fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, look, you know, the science is just, again, reemerging or emerging for the first time. Again, think about all the docs, and you went through med school back in the 80s, right? Late 80s, 90s, right?
Right.
And there was no such thing as an endocannabinoid system. You think about it.
Right.
But for me, that's also what's exciting is that we never stop learning, right? And that's the thing. Once you do, you hang your hat. And I said this about my homeopathic mentors. Like, he never kind of said, it's over. There's no more to learn, right? It keeps you going. It's very exciting when you're investing in this. And, of course, the bottom line for me is helping people to get well because of my own journey. And we're about out of time. First hour down.
No.
Yeah, we'll be back. Yep. Second hour coming on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks, Miles.
All right.
Thank you to Josh.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right. Remember, y'all, the power to heal is yours. It really is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.